Chapter 10. Who are John and Joan? John is a boy, and Joan is a girl. John and Joan go to school 5 days a week. Are they at school now? Yes, they are. Were they at school yesterday? Yes, they were. What are they doing now? Joan is singing a song, and John is playing a game. What were they doing yesterday at this time? Joan was learning English and John was helping her. Does Joan often sing songs? No, she doesn't. How often does John play games? He plays games almost every day. Does he often sing songs? No, he doesn't. After school, John and Joan go home together. They go home together every day. They went home together yesterday, and they are going home together now. Why do they always go home together? They always go home together because they are brother and sister. They are in the same class at school, and they live in the same house. How do they go to school in the morning? This morning they went to school on foot. They always go to school on foot, and they also go home again on foot. At the moment they are going home again on foot. Are they running home fast, or are they walking slowly? They are walking slowly. They walked home slowly yesterday. They almost always walk home slowly. They never run home fast. Why do they go home slowly? They walk slowly because they always talk about a lot of things. While they are talking, they walk slowly. John, look at the sky. There's a green cloud in the sky. Why is the cloud green? Joan, I don't know. I can't see it. Clouds are never green. Is it big or small? John, it's a small cloud and the wind is blowing it away. Look there, can't you see it? Joan, no, I can't. I can see some white clouds and yesterday I saw some grey clouds, but there are no green clouds in the sky. John, but I saw a green cloud. Joan, no, it isn't true. Now stop telling me about green clouds. Plants are green. Clouds are never green. John, all right, it's true. I didn't see a green cloud. Joan, then why did you tell me about a green cloud if you didn't see one? John, because we always talk about the same things on the way home. We talked about birds and animals yesterday. We talked about the trees and the sun and the moon. I don't want to talk about these things anymore. We need something new to talk about. Joan, all right, come with me. There's something I want you to see. John, where are we going to? Joan, we are going to an old house. John, who lives there? Joan, no one lives there. Come with me. We can walk there in a few minutes. 5 minutes later, they are standing in front of the house. What color is the house? The door is yellow. The house is red. The windows are black. The floor in the house is blue. Joan goes to the door and opens it. They look inside. It is light outside, but it is dark in the house. They go through the door and into the house and look at the first room. John, I don't like it here. It's cold. Joan, so what? Why should it be hot in the house? Just close the door and come with me. John, all right, but the question is what we are doing here. Joan, a friend showed me this house last week. John, what did you do here? Did you find any gold or money? Joan, there were some old coins on the floor in one room, but not many. John, how many pounds did you find? Joan, not even 1 pound. John, I'd like to find 100 pounds. Then I'd go to a shop and buy a lot of nice things. Joan, I don't know what kind of things you would buy, but what I can show you in this house is much better, so stop talking about money. John, what could be better than money? You can never have enough money. Joan, if you stop talking and asking questions, we can both go on and... John, all right, I know, it's always the same. You talk while I listen to you. Joan, good, now I'm happy. Joan walks through the house. They hear nothing. Then they get to a big brown door. What is behind the door? While John is busy thinking about what could be behind the door, Joan opens it. It is very dark in the room behind the door. John can't see anything. Joan, go in, John. John walks into the dark room. Then the light goes on and he can hear loud music. All his friends are in the room. His friends are very happy to see him. They all sing, "Happy birthday to you." Now John is very happy too. He is happy to see his friends. There is a big table in the room. What is on the table? There are a lot of nice things on the table. They are for John. The things on the table are presents for John. John is very happy about the presents. He likes presents very much. Thank you very much, John says. I'm very happy to see you all, and I'm very happy about the presents. Can I open the presents? Yes, they all say. Open your presents. What happened yesterday? John and Joan walked home together after school. John is Joan's brother, and Joan is John's sister. They went home on foot. Did they go home fast? No, they were walking slowly. John told Joan about a green cloud in the sky. Was there a green cloud in the sky? No, there wasn't. It wasn't true. Why did John tell Joan about a green cloud? He told her about a green cloud because he thought that they always talked about the same things. He didn't want to talk about birds, animals, trees, the sun and the moon again. Then Joan took John to an old house. No one lived in the house. They needed a few minutes to walk to the house. Joan opened the door of the house and they went in. It was dark and cold in the house. John didn't like it. He asked Joan a lot of questions. He wanted to find money in the house. Joan told him that there was something that was much better than money. They walked through the house. They heard nothing. They came to a big brown door. Joan opened the door and told John to go into the dark room. He went into the room. The light came on and they heard music. What did John see in the room? He saw all his friends there. His friends sang, "Happy birthday to you." John was very happy. He saw a table. There were presents on the table. Were there any presents under the table? No, there weren't. The presents were for John. The presents were from his friends. John was very happy to see his friends, and he was very happy about the presents. What did John say? He said, Thank you. What happened then? Did John stay in the old house? No, he didn't. No one stayed in the house. John went out of the house with his sister and his friends. Where did they go to? They all walked to John's home. They talked and laughed while they were walking. It was the best day of the year for John.